The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Tuesday, 13 of June, 2017. And, oh, folks, I sat and watched 2.5 hours of the committee in Washington, D.C., grilling the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Wow. Now, this guy is regarded on both sides of the aisle of being a straight shooter, pretty straight, in other words, not crooked, doesn't color outside the lines, and, as I said, pretty well regarded. And being that he's the quiet, polite, demure person, he doesn't get flapped easily, as he didn't today. But he did launch on, I think it was Hayden. I'll have to see if I can find a clip on this one, but save that for next hour. But I'm going to bring on Michael Herzog, because he watched the same thing, and I want to get his take on it. And, you know, I always give the devil his due when necessary. And the thought, when I was sitting there watching that 2.5 hours of that proceeding, and I watched somebody try to smear with all these false allegations of the collusion with the Russians and the stealing of the elections and the 17 agencies, intelligence agencies of the government, said that, yeah, they were in there messing with the election. Yeah, really? No, I don't think so. But this is the regurgitated stuff that they throw out there, hoping it will stick. After all, if you repeat a lie often enough, don't people tend to believe the lie? And, well, this can't be much ado about nothing. There's got to be, where there's smoke, there's got to be fire, right? No. This is a political game that's gone on for quite some time in this country, when one has a position and they want to stonewall and they want to drive a false narrative into people's heads. This has been done by both sides. You know, let's be fair about this. But on this particular day, 2.5 hours going after Jeff Sessions netted them absolutely nothing. And giving the devil his due, Mark Levin, he made the observation that it shouldn't have been Jeff Sessions that should have been seated in the Attorney General hot seat. It should have been Loretta Lynch. Wow, that was a revelation worth paying attention to, because he was absolutely right. Jeff Sessions' recusal, he didn't want to get in, well, and the private and covert meeting that Donald Trump had in the Oval Office, and, you know, I'm on and on and on it went. Now, keep in mind that the Democrats wanted James Comey gone before the Loretta Lynch and the Bill Clinton tarmac, kiss each other's butt, and let's do the best cover-up we can plan. You know, forgetting all of that, beforehand, the Democrats wanted James Comey gone. Now they're trying to build him into the shining knight on the white steed, and no. No. It would have been more fruitful to have James Comey precede Loretta Lynch and have him seated in the same room and then turn up the heat. That would have been fun watching Politico's meltdown into a puddle. That would have been worth watching. But of course, I will say this as well, that during this, Hillary Clinton's name and the emails and that investigation was brought up on the periphery. You know, this is supposed to be, let's tarnish, not necessarily get the Attorney General. It's not necessarily a got you that they tried, but the real object of their conquest is not the Attorney General. It is Donald Trump himself. Now, as far as I can see, Trump is not majorly screwed up yet, not unless, or viewing public policy. And what was the term that they used? Policy, but precedent they used. And on that basis, Donald Trump is no more innocent or no more guilty than any other president in the White House for, well, my recollection. You know, he's got to have done something. We got to get him on Never Trump. You know, we got to impeach him. Impeach him on what? This is a tragic play that they're trying to stage, and it's just not flying. And folks, I'm if I had a choice between Hillary Clinton and Mr. Trump as president, well, it's obvious. I'm not going to take knowing this woman's background, all the crimes she's been involved with but never charged and never sent to jail. Just based on her history alone, forget Bill. Let's forget the president of the United States for a bit here. You know, this dynamic duel came out of Arkansas many years ago, and they were the dynamic crime duel, not crime-fighting duel, the crime duo of the century. And still are. Now, I think that Jeff Sessions and supposedly that Donald Trump, he thought that this might have been some kind of betrayal, and why did Jeff Sessions agree to show up at this hearing? Because he's done nothing wrong? And that story was floated out there? I don't think Trump gave a whit one way or the other because he knows there's nothing to cover up. And it's just another log on the let's burn the Trump White House down. But it's not working. And this is not an issue of bipartisan politics. This is not an issue of criminality because there have been no crimes that have been committed. Who are the criminals are the very people that weren't seated in this hearing today. Those are the criminals. Now, there is some speculation. There is some speculation. That the former head of the FBI, not Comey, the other clown, the serving as special prosecutor or whatever, that he needs to go because he's kind of favoring Mr. Comey and is going to, well, just by the very nature, you know, being in the FBI, covering. And without going into any depth about the FBI and the horrendous stuff that they've been involved with and then lied about it, tried to cover it up. At all, on and on it goes. But aside from that, what I believe should happen right now, this thing should be wrapped up. And I'm hoping, I'm just hoping, that the knives are going to be sharpened by Mr. Sessions. And it's going to be a full-blown investigation of Hillary Clinton. Now, this is I've got everything crossed. My toes, my fingers, my eyes, everything. That this happens. Because this is going to be a no-brainer. As much as this criminal lesbian has done since Mena, Arkansas, and the old Gov days back then, this unbelievable, bold, psychopathic liar and criminal, she's toast. And it doesn't have to be somebody like Jeff Sessions or somebody of that guy's stature or talent to do it. A fresh out of law school attorney could do it. That's how slam dunk the situation really is. So they're pushing this thing on the public. I'm watching the... Folks, I used to be able to do this. And I did it because, well, it was necessary to see what the opposition, the bad guys, are saying. I tuned in to MSNBC News for 2 minutes, and I had to shut it off. Otherwise, I would have destroyed the television set. Just muckraking and the obvious political agenda that is there, they have no right to call themselves any kind of media whatsoever, even entertainment. They don't even classify as being entertainment. If they were entertaining, there'd be more people watching them, which are not. And the powers that be trying to blow up Fox News have put Rachel Maddow in the front losing spot. And when I say that, nobody watches Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, or at least nobody worth mentioning. They'd be better off not mentioning it because the numbers suck. So, and the overriding thought during this whole thing, and then I'll conclude with this and we'll move on, and we'll discuss this topic with Michael, because he is discerning. Yeah, there's a reason he's got discerner in his email address, because he does have good discernment. So we'll talk a little bit more about that into the next hour. But the mouse that roared, folks, Jeff Sessions, I kept asking the question, where is he? Well, somebody stepped on his toe a little bit too hard, and he bared his fangs. It surprised me. I didn't know the man had it in him. And overridingly, I said this to Michael prior to the show today, that of all the attorney generals that have occupied that spot that I've been witness to myself, I think this is the most honest guy they've had for attorney general ever. And Mike quipped, he says, well, that's why they want to get rid of him. And he's probably right. But at any rate, you know, I find this fascinating. And the overriding thought, watching all these proceedings and all the buildup and all the banter and all the expert, they call it expert, once they view something that they'll bring it in-house and tear it apart and examine it and pop it inside out and turn it upside down and see if everything falls out. Their analysis, expert analysis, when they themselves, and that up to and includes Fox News, sorry, boys, you're striking out on the conservative thing with me. The overriding thought on all of this was, here are the problems that they themselves, they meaning the politicians, have created, and then they're making fanfare out of it, and it's much ado about nothing, while Rome burns. Well, I'm sorry, the United States burns. I'm just, years and years ago, you remember Herbalife? Remember Mark Hughes? Yeah, striking young man. Oh, God, he was, and I hate to use this term, plant maybe a negative thought in somebody's head by using this term, but he was a beautiful man. And I have never said that about anybody. And I know I'm not gay. But he had one hell of an operation. He started from the ground up, and he was pretty smart, and was a health business, okay, weight loss, whatever. Well, his second in command, flashy dude, was explaining impatience. And one day we had this big to-do, and I had to get to another city, and we're tied up in traffic, and I know I'm going to be late for the flight. And he said, I just sat there realizing how frustrated I was and just told myself that this is fascinating. So anytime that I feel that angst or that pressure or anxiety or just... I just say that I'm fascinated. Well, I can say that myself, folks, sitting here watching the doings of this government, what they have done in the past, what they're doing right now. I'm fascinated. By the way, it's also, and the Politico, the great one, I'm Mark Levine. That guy, he's on the political issues. He's pretty right on in his predictions. He doesn't go overboard. He knows what he knows, and he makes predictions based on what he knows, okay? And if he's supposing, if there's supposition there, he will tell you it's a supposition or an opinion. But he mentioned health care today. And he said, this is not going away. He said, we will have health care. And you will see the same problems that the Barack Obama health care package had. And it's going to be the same one with modifications that the Republicans are going to put forth. And you're going to still see your premiums go up. Health insurance is going to increase the rate and what you pay for your service. That's going to go up. And thanks to the Republicans that said that first, and I was absolutely correct about this, no, we need to dump Obamacare. Well, they took the political pulse, start counting votes and opposition and this, that, and the other. Oh, well, no, we're going to dump Obamacare and we're going to bring in Obamacare 2.0. Fatal mistake. Fatal political mistake on your part. Even Obozo understands stupid. You know, his great legacy that has been shredded and ripped apart. For some strange reason, the Republicans want to pick up that mantle and make it an adjusted version of his legacy. And I will remind those Republicans, if you like your political life, go ahead and do it. You got a bunch of pissed off Americans that have been paying attention. The pot has been stirred. The bees, they are a-buzzing. And you're either going to get boiled in oil or you're going to get stung to death. I care really rather either or both is fine with me. But go ahead. You don't know what you're facing out here, and every single day, not because they wanted to. Oh, no. Let's not give the American people a pass here. Not because they wanted to, but because they had to pay attention. Because things are so bad, things are so cockeyed, so popped out of place, that they were forced to pay attention. But there has been a little fire that's been started that hopefully it'll burn down the whole damn barn. Just the reasons why it was given why Mr. Comey had to go. We needed a fresh start. Duh. Yeah, we do. And we're the American public, and we're here to attest to those facts. Not in dispute. Undisputed fact. We've had enough of you. And it's time for a change. I personally don't wish any ill on... Well, man... What would be a polite, non-threatening, but threatening way to say this? I don't wish death to any of the people in Washington, D.C. Let me just say that. But should they have their just due coming? Oh, yeah. And I think it's time. I think, who the hell was it, Mike, years ago? That brought out a broom and a dustpan, or was it a mop and a bucket? Was that Bo Greitz that showed up, and that was his symbolic gesture that we're here to clean this mess up? Well, I suggest we all become janitors, and we all get out our mop buckets and our mops, and that we do a clean sweep. The reason I'm suggesting a mop instead of a broom. It's hard to pick up water with a broom. And the swamp, ladies and gentlemen, has been mentioned how many thousands and tens of thousands of times. It really needs to be drained and the mess cleaned up and carted off. We need a fresh start. We need a clean slate. So, is it going to happen? Well, like anything else, that's entirely up to you. It has always been up to us. We've just relegated the responsibility and then handed it over and then went and did our own thing, and we weren't paying much attention until, well, the country started burning down. That's most Americans, not the listeners of this network. You've been staying abreast on this for a very long time. Let's break. We'll be back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
It's an imminent front, isn't it? James Comey admits to taking official government documents home and then giving them to the New York Times. He directly contradicts his May 3rd of this year under oath testimony. He publicly conspires with the stooge of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, to stage manage his testimony. He refused to tell Americans that their president was not colluding with the Russians. He coordinated the public language with Attorney General Lynch to please Clinton and protect that criminal and fix the 2016 election. And just after the hearing, it's reported that he's been offered a $10 million advance from the New York publisher for a book on Trump. Isn't that amazing? Well, James, we're going to fire you, but you know, we're going to make sure you get millions of dollars walking money. Don't worry about it. Really? If I was Mr. Comey, I would run like hell. The Senate committee almost to a man and woman tried to aid Comey's lie-filled anti-Republic testimony against Trump. Only Senators Reich, Cornyn, and Rubio did an enormously easy job of demonstrating that Comey is nothing but a lying two-bit Clinton whore. A good high school debater would have had no problem doing the same. Mr. Trump, God love you for what you've done, or trying to do at least, to resuscitate the Republic. We need more jobs, better stock market, not this phony stuff. Oh, all-time high yesterday was reached. Oh, it backed off a little bit. Yeah. you know, he's trying. You know, and one day I basically said that, you know, what has he done? Well, there's some things that are still on the table yet to do, a lot of stuff. But, you know, given the political climate in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of stuff that's not going to get done. Well, at least not yet. So to sit and watch this, you know, at least we don't have health care yet. Okay. We don't have this Paris Treaty, this climate stuff. And there's no TPP. But they're trying to resuscitate all of this stuff and jam it down our throats. So that jury, that political jury is still out. But how about an end to the government-mandated multiculturalism and diversity? The rebuilt infrastructure. Folks, the country's falling apart. You know, when I can pick up the newspaper, so to speak, and look at the Detroit News or Detroit Free Press and find that some unsuspecting woman is just driving down one of the freeways in Detroit and somebody kicks up a hunk of concrete out of the road and it goes through her windshield and kills her. You know, I would say that that's much-needed repair and infrastructure that we need to do. Elimination of illegal aliens and street gangs, which have served their purpose to move in the police state. Thank you, Mr. Gates. Thank you very much. Thank you for creating SWAT. Thank you for creating that animosity and tension with the American people and your boys in blue. Wonderful job. Just absolutely wonderful. But isn't it funny, all the while, the gangs kept growing, the drugs kept flowing, murders kept rising, neighborhoods were going to hell in a handbasket, never to be recovered as long as the gangs controlled the hood. Oh boy. And a word to the illegals. I know you're not listening to this program today. Sound a little bit like Groucho Marx there. But congratulations, almost 1 million of you. You got a tag on you right now. Get pulled over. Get arrested for anything. Guess what? New format here. You might be taken into custody and deported right on the spot. And who do we have? Well, we can't thank Donald Trump for that, can we? No. No, he was too busy colluding with the Russians. Hillary was her own worst enemy. I think we can politically admit that, at least. So, you know, the border wall, might not even have to build it, folks. But you know what? I think it was suggested the other day, and I don't even know if this was a true story or not, but to make the wall pay for itself, that we hang... I'm not making this up. That we hang solar panels on it to generate electricity. I don't make this stuff up. I just report on it. At any rate, let's take the bottom of the hour break here. We'll be back. Coming up next hour, if Mikey makes it home, Michael Herzog, that is, he's picking up his new charge at the bus station today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down.
Wonder if Hillary plays this song when she gets drunk. Wonder if that's in her little Hope Chess wish list thing. Oh, boy. You know, but more importantly on this overall issue here, you know, from all the needs that we have, jobs, infrastructure, you know, yeah, like the government that created the problem is going to solve the problem. Well, good luck with that. But having said that, you know, it's important, urgently important, Mr. Trump, is for Americans to see you and the Attorney General Sessions vigorously use the now unenforced law to figuratively draw a vast effusion of blood from the utterly lawless American elite. Both of you already have in your possession the basis for indictments of James Comey for perjury, and he and the FBI officials who conspired with him to support the Clinton campaign. All three Clintons, yeah, Daddy, Mama, and some question it's actually Bill and Hillary's baby. all three Clintons, both Obamas, and Loretta Lynch. The Clinton Foundation, its leadership team, some of its contributors, and all of the State Department and other national government officials who willingly aided the foundation while Clinton was Secretary of State. Whoa. Now, you want to talk about bombshell? That's a word that's often used for a little ladyfinger firecracker. No, this is literally the mother of all bombs, the Moab, if you will. How about John Podesta and his DNC leadership team? And that some have suggested that it was actually, the hit might have been put on the little rich boy, Seth Rich, the murder thereof, and it might have been suggested by Mr. Podesta that it was on his order that this little boy Blue went bye-bye. Just a rumor. Eric Holder and all those DOJ officials involved in Fast and Furious. See, we've completely forgotten about that one. Well, I haven't. Have you? Lois Lerner and the IRS officials who persecuted conservatives. Yeah. Using an agency, an illegal agency of the U.S. government, by the way, to go out there and do dirty deeds to people that, well, they just didn't quite like. They're perceived as being the enemies of, not the United States, but more specifically of Hillary Clinton. All leakers of classified information, most especially serving and former U.S. intelligence community officials. You know, some are referring to that as the deep state, and you got my idea on that, that these guys are just sock puppets. They're given a lot of latitude to do a lot of strange things, illegal, immoral, unethical, yeah, jailable, most assuredly, yeah. Yeah, all of those things. George Soros, an all U.S. citizen, billionaire big shots who fund the violence of Democratic demonstrators, and that's provable. All of what I'm mentioning here is provable. So you get here's the political plan, and it's worked for him for a number of years, both Republicans and Democrats. I'm not playing any favorites here. What you do is you get out ahead of the controversy. Okay, what that means is you start jawboning. You make a position, and you keep hammering it. You don't listen to any facts. Don't listen to anything else. You just keep hammering. That's called getting out ahead of the opposition or getting out ahead of the truth to bore and tire people with it. Oh, we're going to talk about this again. It's strategic, but it's a very simple plan that seems to work. That's why they keep doing it. But we're not going to forget. We're the elephants. No pun intended. We're the elephants in the room that aren't going to forget. Sorry. You know, why do you suppose that there is no statute of limitations on murder? Because you committed a crime and forever you're going to be culpable of that crime until the day you die. If the state doesn't put you to death for it, it doesn't go away. Which, by the way, is a good thought if you're thinking in terms of prosecution. How much of this stuff by statute of limitations is going to be dropping off the table? Ooh. So maybe there is a strategy against stonewalling and just stirring unnecessary crap to mesmerize and bore the hell out of the American people. All the Democratic operatives who've rigged voter lists and otherwise assisted the dead and illegal aliens to vote. All the mayors, the governors, the judges, the police chiefs, the ministers, the priests, the non-governmental organizations, and university leaders who establish and maintain sanctuary domains. Well, the rest of the country now knows, and of course they're not talking about this on mainstream media. Maybe a word here or there in a derogatory fashion. That's their narrative. But down here in Texas, we've told Austin, we've told San Antonio, we've told Dallas, we have told Houston. No sanctuary cities. And we're going to start putting your officials in jail that are aiding and abetting those illegals in that sanctuary environment. You're going to be made culpable. You're going to go to jail. That's a lesson that could be learned by the other states, but try shoving that down the legislature in California. You know, it is almost like the movie The Wizard of Oz. Some terrible storm happens and you get knocked over the head and you find yourself in some fantasy land. That's California. If you think you've hit the Golden State, no, you haven't. You're in some kind of fantasy. The people who killed DNC employee Seth Rich, as well as those responsible for the long list of murders of people who crossed the Clintons. The Clinton body count, folks, is real. The dead bodies are real, rotting in the grave as I speak. It's real. Any first-year graduate of law school, some punk attorney that doesn't know jack crap about prosecution, or the law for that matter, all they know is procedure. Even one of these asshats could go in and get a conviction against Clinton and Billy Boy. You must, Mr. Trump and Mr. Sessions, move quickly on the issue of enforcing the law against this bipartisan U.S. political elite and incarcerating those who are convicted. No pardons, no plea bargains, no probation, no omissions. All the other improvements to the Republic aired by the Trump administration are important, even essential. Yep, sorry. Yeah, jobs. Yeah. Yeah, 100 million out of work in this country. Yeah, I would think that's a priority. And they're up there jawboning about non-existent charges against the Trump administration. Really? Get out ahead of it? It's not going to work. You can't get out of one of the biggest criminals that ever have been in the White House, although as First Lady, yes, then as Senator, and then as Secretary of State. You could have had a sense of decorum. You could have colluded with criminals outside of government office, but you chose not to do so. Too tempting with that kind of influence, being in those positions in the government. You took the bait, lady. That bait was poison, and it's going to be a slow death for you. Yeah, I don't have my caller screen up here yet, Michael. Let me dial this thing up. Now, to finish up here, but none is as important than beginning to enforce the law against the gangster-dominated American elite. Legally draw their blood, gentlemen, or they will reverse whatever advances you accomplish for the Republic. And when they rig the next election and defeat you, that result will bring on a civil war. And recall, Mr. Trump and Mr. Sessions, that you are defenders of the Republic and that your oath of office and the Constitution require you to make sure all the laws are enforced. The citizenry demands no more than that of you. Do your duty. And if you fail to do so, you leave Americans only one option. Their legitimate means, and let me repeat and underscore, their legitimate means of eliminating the gangster elite. When the law fails or is not applied, if you provide by our founders, and for the First and Second Amendments, they bequeath to their posterity. Posterity. Still having a little jaw problem here. Sorry, folks. I get the word in there and the mouth doesn't want to work right. And after all is said and done, after all of this stuff, Mr. President and Mr. Sessions, if you fail to do your constitutional duty or are prevented from doing it, the gangster elite will quickly come to understand why the Lord allowed men of ingenuity and skill to create an AR-15 or an AK-47 or anything else. The American public is waking up. And again, I will say this, not because they wanted to, because they had to. Because they were one paycheck from being out on a street. They'd seen their pensions dry up and blow away or get stolen. They've seen unnecessary taxes from a government that is unrestrained, that doesn't know the meaning of stop. And the list is gigantic. It's ginormous. I love that word, ginormous. So you keep playing your little political games. Think that you are secure because you have a position of authority and that somehow that you are untouchable. Not if we pull the damn rug out from under you. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey, I was hoping Mr. Herzog would be on. I wanted to compliment him.
Well, if you would have waited another 15 minutes, you might have had to do that yourself.
Well, you can pass it on for me.
Oh, there's one thing I'm not going to do, Laura, and that's going to be a messenger for Mr. Herzog. I'm just pulling your leg here. Go ahead.
Okay. June 6th, he substituted for you. And June 6th, the second hour, he did a dissertation on Christianity versus liberalism. It was excellent, absolutely excellent. I've been getting everybody to get on the archives to listen to it.
Okay.
So I just want to tell. I wondered if he had that written anywhere. If you could find it on the internet.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of this is written in the. In the minds of the people that generated. I've never written anything down.
Right.
And any time that I do that, by the way, I just want people to know this. By the way, I just got a confirmation, Laura, if you want to call back in the next hour, Mr. Herzog checked in, and he'll be here in the second hour. But,
okay, that's okay.
Yeah, but... No, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're talking about those hearings today. I was watching RT... And they were talking about how the CIA puts articles in the Washington Post. Washington Post is like the CIA newspaper.
Sure.
And the article today was about, Russia was getting ready to shut off our electricity. You know? Sure enough, guess what? John McCain used it today in the hearing. I thought, what? Shut up. They put that in the paper today. Then John McCain could use it in the hearing.
Laura, do you see the irony here? That the old Soviet Union, the communist Russia, that they used to have their own publication was called Pravda, that they used at any given turn for propaganda purposes, and then for a Russian to turn around and accuse. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's perfect. Here's Russia that said, you know what? Communism ain't cool. Look what it's done to our country. They're more free and more prosperous than we are right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was watching Saving Private Ryan. One of the lines in there is, we had the World War II to stop oppression and tyranny. I thought, oh, yeah, really? We've got more oppression and tyranny than we've ever had.
And the start of communism worldwide and the disease that it spread. You know, I was watching something, now that you mentioned that, Laura. Nelson Mandela died back in 2013, and I was going through YouTube, and I was watching videos that would relate more to my interest politically and whatever for information, but I stumbled across a football game back in 2013. I even forget the teams that were playing, and the announcer before the game started that they're going to have a moment of silence for Nelson Mandela, and I thought,
gosh.
How ironic is this? Here is one of the biggest communists, you know, apartheid? No, it's now kill all whitey in South Africa. Look what the man started. Yeah, and they were revering him, and people were saluting him at a football game? Wow.
Yeah, it's just sickening.
It is.
I never liked, remember that woman who went to prison for stock manipulation, Martha?
Oh, it was insider trading, yeah. The Martha... Cook lady, yeah.
Stewart.
Yes, Martha Stewart.
She was. I never liked her after I found out she was on a dais, on a speaking tour with Nelson Mandela. I thought, you witch, you know.
Well,
I never liked her after that.
Well, when you get into that type of entertainment world, and you know, there's little give and take, and there's popular stuff, and as long as it's popular, you'll try to attach yourself to it. She may have known, she may not have known. I don't think she was smart enough to be politically acute on anything. So she might have bought the crap that everybody else believes. How many Americans, if you were to walk up and ask them, Laura, Nelson Mandela, good man, bad man, they'd say, oh, no, he's a wonderful guy. Well, who painted that picture
right.
for him? The communist media
yeah.
in this country. Yeah. Okay, Laura, appreciate your call, dear.
Thank you, bye.
Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hey, John, you forgot two brackets.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
We have this fake war on terror and this fake war on drugs, where we have the the U.S. government openly violating its own Title 18 U.S.C. code of 2339A. Out of breath, I'm walking. Anyway, where the terrorist plots are hatched by the FBI, and in violation of that same code, they provide aid, material support, everything
yep.
to these terrorists to set up all these patsies.
Mm-hmm.
The same with the DHS Sentry program, where they allow all these vetted members a 10-second wait time to enter the United States to be later arrested with millions in meth and cocaine, which floods the inner cities, which drives the corporate America side.
Hey, Keith, hold on 1 second. You can't hear it, but I got bump here. But just hang on through the break, because you brought up an interesting point and a correlation that is very similar. War on people, war on drugs. Look what it nets them. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Keith, you brought up a good point, the phony war on drugs to bring in and maintain the police state. And this phony war on terror, they kept waging war until they actually created the terrorists and then funded them and aided them and abetted them. And there's your worldwide police force. Yeah. Kind of similar.
It's a cartel. Jason Chabot had brought out the $75,000 spent on 15 bicycles from the GSA, the $20 million for firewood in Afghanistan by the military. I mean, what's all, you know, is it just opium? No, it's oil there. Why don't they use that oil for heating?
And of course, the opioid problem that we have, the drug addictions and all this stuff in the United States. And I would suggest that people forget the OxyContin. It's too damn expensive. Just buy the heroin that they're providing through Afghanistan for us.
Yeah, I'm surviving off OxyContin right now, so I need it.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway, the...
I wouldn't keep repeating that. That might cause pause.
It's legal.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the main issue though is the millions being used by the government in its capacity now, even under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
To facilitate these wars, regardless whether it's terrorism, drugs, or any other policing movements or like that, used against the people, as well as civil forfeitures, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
And this is what's got to stop in this country here. And it's like, I live on a reservation, I see it firsthand, that the drugs that these mules for the U.S. government bring into this country that filter them down the West Coast here, like say the millions in meth and cocaine that filter in these reservations, all it does is it keeps people in poverty, but it builds the local government. It does nothing to benefit the people.
That's right.
It's just like private gaming. You could have a casino here where I will call it a unwise tribal member will get a per capita check every month, and they'll sit there waiting, or sitting at one of these slot machine things, keno, poker, whatever, trying to win that elusive $800 jackpot and blow his entire or her check, and their kids suffer and everything, putting them back into the welfare system of their own tribe. And then the only thing you see around here is this reservation around here looks like Gaza, minus the bombings and stuff like that. You know?
Isn't it amazing with the amount of cash? And I got into it with an Indian owner of one of these casinos. And I simply posited to him that, you know, you guys should get together because all the money you're making off these casinos for all the land that you said was stolen by the U.S. government that used to belong to you guys, that if you pulled your money together, you could literally buy it back. And that's when he told me about the crab pot theory. And he said, you ever had a pot full of crabs? I go, yeah. And he said, you ever watch them? He said, one will get their claw up over the edge of it and almost get out. In the meantime, the rest of them are clamping onto him and draw him right back down in. And that's a pretty good assessment of
well, John, they're even they're strip mining everyone, regardless whether you're tribal, white, anything like that. Like in our local area here, we are fighting under this Montana water rights thing. They are trying to give the tribes power to regulate their own Clean Air and Clean Water Act, which would extend 50 miles outside the reservation borders or boundaries. But what was funny about that is they were talking about putting meters on our private water wells.
Yeah,
well, we're all out here in the country.
Yeah, no, they've been trying this. I got to cut you loose, Keith. I've got another caller from Chicago that I wasn't able to get to,
okay.
And I've got
you have a good one, John.
I have Mike Hertzog coming up next hour. Thank you,
that's
Keith.
Fine.
Appreciate it very much.
There.
All right.
Best to you.
All right. Well, let's take the break. We'll be back. Top of the hour.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.